It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Game 2 of 3 between the Cardinals and the Pirates. Andrew McCutchen and Jordy Mercer getting creative with a handshake before the game. Let's see if it brings them any luck. We'll take it to the bottom of the first. Elias Diaz at the plate.
Line drive, left field, base hit. Pirates lead it as McCutchen scores. Elias Diaz rips a single to left.
Let's see what Jordy does. Maybe he can join the party here.
Heath man to come up here in the Pirates first. He cracks one out to center. And it gets by Fowler. Everyone's running around. The bases are clear. Mercer's at third. Bucco's up 6-2. Marte earlier this inning drew a walk.
And a fly ball toward left center field. Why not? Going to drop onto the track. Run scores. Marte races for third. It is 8-2.
Well, how do you like your Saturday night so far?
He caught it and doubles him off. What a play by Gerrit Cole. Well, that picked him up.
Pirates are leading this game 9-3.
Mercer having a big night at the plate.
And now this ball hit in the air to left center field. Over is Pham. That ball's going to get down. Mercer is into second base with a double to give the Pirates a 10-3 lead.
11-6 Pirates is your final score. The Cardinals end a four-game winning streak with the loss. Jordy Mercer's final line a good one, 3-for-3 with 2 runs and 4 RBIs. He ends up a home run shy of the cycle. Clint Hurdle and the Pirates able to take this one 11-6, thanks in part to an 8-run first inning. Here's what Hurdle had to say about the victory.
The balls that he got in the zone, we put good swings on. He might get an out and play down the line. That's not defended for now. But we stayed in counts. We hunted early from Frazier. Marte getting a walk. I haven't seen Lynn throw a ball four high like that in a long time. So his last two starts have been a little scrappy. So didn't have his best stuff. Ball's got in the zone. We put good swings on. We took advantage of him. Swung the bats very aggressively in the strike zone against him.
When you see, you talk about good swings. You saw some really nice at-bats from Polanco, from Frazier, from Freeze, hitting the ball where it's pitched. What did you like about the way they approached it?
You know, we talk about it. They know what they want to do when they get up there, and sometimes when it happens, it looks easy. It looks effortless. They're hunting pitches out over the plate. They laid off close pitches, took a lot of pitches just off the plate to work in some offensive counts, and then just directional hitting paid off today. Freeze stayed, threw a ball up the middle to drive in the two. Polanco, Diaz, on down the line, Mercer. You know, that ball found some grass, wasn't able to be defended, moved. We just basically took what was there and put good swings on it, put good aggressive swings on it.
Jordy's leg acting up there after his third at-bat?
Jordy's been battling through some things, so it was time to get him out.
How did you like the way that after the homer to Pham, Garrett seemed to calm down a little bit, or maybe calm down is the wrong phrase, but settle in a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, it's to start the game, two strike, you know, just the damage that was done is ahead and counts. I think it was later on, I'm sorry, Pham was first pitch. And again, I agree with you, yeah, it wasn't settled down. Fastballs early. He got one in the spot, Pham could direct. I think it was in the middle of the plate. Diaz came back and said, he's done that throughout the year though. He's just made the next pitch, faced the next batter. There hasn't been any overreaction. I think he analyzed it, okay, that's not where I wanted it, or it was where I wanted it. Whatever happened, the result's over. I need to focus on what's happening right now. And he's been very good with that throughout the season. I think that's what he was able to do again tonight.
He seemed to find some success with the curveball inside the righties later on in the start.
How about especially the bat to Jerko. I mean, 3-1 breaking ball, 3-2 breaking ball. The breaking ball played well for him tonight. When a guy can go 97 and then he drops a breaking ball on you in a 3-1, 3-2 count, that's tough. It's just tough to cover all that. And that's one thing he's shown the ability to do is come up with something different. Hit one walk, five strikeouts. He made pitches when he needed to tonight.
You always talk about how September baseball is a different game. Is there any better example of that than I think Garrett faced four straight pinch hitters in the sixth? They used six that inning. Just a tough thing to prepare for.
Well, it's not like we weren't prepared for it. We know all the guys that are coming up. It's just a lot. You know, it's a lot. And we were going to use another reliever if we had to before we got to Rivero in the night. It's there. It makes sense to use it. It's just part of it.
Sunday, the Pirates will send out Jameson Taillon to face John Gant.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.